So I will present the 3D online viewers, a small talk about 3D online viewers and advantages and inconvenience and constraints. And after this this slide, I will list all viewers available online with some details for each one. So advantages, as you know, is to share 3D models, of course, on the web, and also share added values like annotations and documents. It's very easy through the web to upload data and share this data with other people in the same 3D model. There is no dedicated software. You can just use your browser if your browser is compatible with WebGL, and all browsers now are compatible, so it's very easy to share your models like that. And it's hardware powered because all browsers that implement WebGL will use your GPU to display your 3D models. So the constraints is first the confidentiality of your data. When you upload your 3D model on a website, you don't really know what who will consult your 3D model. So you can share it with friends or colleagues, but the owner of the website can access to your data too. And it's complicated to read all general sales conditions and the conditions of use. And it takes a lot of time to read all that terms. So you can develop your own website and your own viewer. And for example, Unity, with the software Unity, you can build your model and interaction and publish it on the web. But there are also other softwares which can do that. Another constraint is protections against copy. If you share your 3D model on the web, people can take it and read all your data, your 3D your 3D data, the mesh, the point, the coordinates of the points. And even if the data are encrypted between the server and the browser, the WebGL system always decrypts the data to send it to your graphic card. So in JavaScript, it's very easy to to get the data even if it's encrypted between the server and the client. Another constraint is the bandwidth. For very huge models, you must compress your data in order to have a good feedback for the user. So you can also use a progressive load, like streaming. So you stream your data from the server to the client, and the client will display the data during the process of file transfer. The WebGL, it's it's a JavaScript language, and it's an interpreted language. It's a slow language, but the rendering process is done by the GPU, so that is fast. But the treatments for example, if you pick 2 points and compute the distance between 2 points, it's not very CPU consuming, so that's okay. But if you want to do more complex treatment like slicing or exporting data, it's done in JavaScript, and sometimes it could be slow on very big 3D models. And the browser limitation, your browser is for your security is there is a separation between your browser and your system, so you can't do everything on your system like software you install. Your browser can't access to your local file system. The only way he can do that is when you download something or when you want to upload a file on a website. So in JavaScript, you can do that by tricky ways, push a button and force downloading a file, even if the file is containing data, computed on the client side in JavaScript. It's not a real download from a website, but you can do like a download and write your file in the download folder you set on the your browser. So it's a little bit tricky, but it's possible. And the memory limitation, we've done some tests with Unity and big models, and if we load a very big 3D model, 3D mesh, the browser says I have not enough memory. But if you load the same 3D models in a dedicated software, not in a browser, it loads without problem. So there are advantages and constraints. Here is a list. There are three slides of online viewer. So I will not read all what is written on the slide, but we can see it A360 viewer from Autodesk. So it's you need to register on the website, and you send your model, and you don't know who can access to this model. So you have a lot of features. We listed the file formats. It's always OBJ and PLY and sometimes Colada. So for Autodesk, there are a lot of file formats available. STL Viewer is only a client-side viewer, so there is no upload of your 3D model on the website. All is done in JavaScript locally, so you can open STL and OBJ. Sketchfab, it's a commercial version, so you can test for free, and after, if you want to go further, you must pay. OpenGS CAD is interesting because it's open source viewer, and but it's dedicated to a CAD model, so you can load meshes, but it's very useful for making objects from simple based on simple objects and simple mathematic objects, and with the operation of subtraction, addition, and so on. Sharema3D, Sharema3D is a commercial viewer also. It's efficient. We tested it. It's pretty good, and you can test it for free. It's a limitation of some megabyte. I don't remember, but well, I will not list all the features of all viewers. 3D Viewer Online, also a commercial version. 3D Hop, so Matteo should talk about it, but Roberto will do tomorrow, I think. Okay, so I will not talk more about it, but it's open source, and so you can install it in your own web server, so you control where is your data and who access to it. So this is pretty good. M3D is free and but not open source. P3D in it's a commercial version. We tested a little bit, but not. It's not a very good viewer. GrabCAD also not tested very deeply. And Potree, we cited because there is an online viewer of Potree, but Potree is it's a library to to stream point cloud with a system of a level of detail. And they just put online a little viewer to test it. But it's a library to include in your own viewer. So maybe we lost some some online viewer, I don't know. So tell us if you if we forget one.